CQ. Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instant suppressor damage radio, this net is called 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also the acting link node. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater sits atop Caesars Head Mount, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offer on the frequency are invited to check in. Announcements or bulletins from net, please call WG4MC or net control. Now begin the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is a direct to net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. The call sign phonetically is always appreciated. Name, location, and senior attempt to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. Before we start with the check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with W4XMR Mel Prosperity, W2AMD Andrew Simpsonville, KG4PFI Don Piemont, his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, K4OSH Mr. Patton Spartberg, AA4GH, Gus down in Florida, KC4W Bill Anderson, KQ4NHP Danny Ringville, KI4LJG, that's Robert in River Falls, N4ASW Tony Asheville, and Kim in Asheville, KQ4JSK. Appreciate everybody using the pre-checking function of the repeater. We don't have any echoing stations up, so we'll go straight to the RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. And please check in 0TR. November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative nature, sir.
WG4MC. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll meet Nanam and Nanam. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
In Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
0TR, Mr. Tom Revere, appreciate stopping by, Tom. Hope you and the family are doing well. I'm Tom Bernice, we said hello. KO4QLG, that's Chris and Larry. Appreciate stopping by, Chris. KQ4QHV, that's Nick and Pendleton, excuse me. Appreciate stopping by, Nick. Additional stations, go back through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Alphabetical group this evening, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z. The suffix and recall sign begins one of those call letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Twitter Team Internet, looking for check-ins, the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Matt, thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Shane. KO4WTQ, that's Greg in Greer. Appreciate stopping by, Greg. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike AE4BM Ben. I am mobile in Clemson. I'll be negative and negative.
Me. Please check in KI4DOS Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride Joy. We're home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
We're MC. Everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 CU, and everybody on the net.
AE4PM, that's Ben, mobile around in Clemson. Be careful out there on the mobile, Ben. Hope you're in the family are doing well. Then we got Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They make their home in Easley. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. Appreciate you talking to my Dave. Again, hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Well, please check in KA5WLL, Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey, Lima Lima, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative.
KA5WLL, that's Leroy and Taylor's. Appreciate you stopping by, Leroy. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll tie down the next alphabetical route, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If the suffix begins with one of those call letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Pat, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry, and Kenner, North Carolina. I'll be negative negative tonight. It's good to hear you. Thanks.
The 4-5 Strike Hotel in Juliet.
Gene Taylor's
negative and negative, over.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, would like to welcome KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Candler. Good to hear you this evening, Harry. Glad to meet you at the radio rally last Saturday. Hope you and the family are doing well and enjoyed our conversation. W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, slide down the next alphabetical route, which will take us India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If your suffix begins one of those call letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Ramsey, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
OMC, Kilo India 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LZI, and Table Rock, no traffic, no round table. You must have left before 11:30. I got there at about somewhere around 11:30, and I don't remember even seeing you there.
There's 2 minutes. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Hope you're doing well. KE6KEN. That's Ken in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got KI4LZI. Mr. Andy on the HT and Table Rock. Sounding good this evening, Andy. We must have just missed each other because it was a little before 11:30 before I left. I got there about 8:30, but sorry I missed you. Ian, hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. We have no traffic and no comments. I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And Greer, his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. All right, we'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike through Papa group, M through B. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blueberries TV Internet looking for check-ins in the Mike Through Papa Group M3P. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blueberries TV Internet, we've been through that alphabet once, so now it's opened up to the big group, the whole entire alphabet.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Matt's Chandler and Easley, appreciate stopping by. Hope you're doing well. So we got W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer, appreciate stopping by, Dave. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blueberries TV Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. See you, the Blueberries TV Internet. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for Ratchy, so we'll go another round of check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blueberries TV Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blueberries TV Internet, final call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If anybody would like to do some ratchet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Please, we have everybody, so stand by just a second, I'll send the old net report. Let's see, with the Blueberries TV Internet, now scan the Blueberries TV Internet with our thanks for everyone. Thank you for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
WWZ, KO4WWZ, you still there, Chandler? KI4LZI.
4LZI, KO4WWZ,
when you checked in early on the Sky One net, you was on that other radio, wasn't you?
I sure was.
That control never heard you, and I just barely could hear enough of your voice to recognize who it was, and if I didn't know your voice, I wouldn't have recognized you.
Thank you for letting me know, Andy. I appreciate that.
I'm on this net so I could let you know. Like I said, he never, all we heard was a chair, and I heard just a little bit through my own ears on 4-7, just enough to recognize who you was, and that's all I could make out. I knew it was you by the sound of your voice, but that's, if I didn't know your voice, I wouldn't have known it, so I don't know what to tell you about that radio, but you will have to keep that in mind sometimes, that it don't always have the best audio in the world.
Well, I'd like to call that radio something, but I'm not going to do that on the air, so... I think you've seen it better days. It's probably ready for the radio graveyard, if you know me.
Well, see, well, that's just something you got to take in mind with some of these Chinese radios, you know. Sometimes you can get a good buy, sometimes you can't, but in that case, you didn't. I'm kind of operating myself right now on a makeshift setup, because I had a power spray issue here about the beginning of the year, and goofed up an 8900, and the one I'm using here, I got from another ham over Traveler's Rest, W4FCM. The only problem is it's got a dead memory battery and it doesn't remember anything, so I'm pretty much with this radio here stuck with doing simplex, so this repeater here pretty much only. because it from one time to next, it won't remember frequency or tone. I'm currently, my 8900's got a bad diode in it, because I crossed, hooked it up and didn't realize it at the time, but this one here is an old, I got it used myself from W4FCM. It was built back around 1993. It's a Yaesu FT2400H. But back in the early 90s, they required memory batteries, and the memory battery in this radio is dead, so it don't remember nothing, including tones.
Is it still possible to get a new memory battery?
Worry about if it's like, I hadn't actually looked in it to see, but I know a lot of the realistic HTs of the late 90s, they got memory batteries that wires attached to them. And not just anybody can handle those real, real good and get them in there like they're supposed to be, because those wires are literally soldered to the battery. I don't know if this radio's like that or not, but it's possible, and if it is, that's kind of why I'm hadn't done nothing with it, because if it's like that, the way my blood sugar is and I shake, I won't be able to do nothing with it anyway.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I'm not real good at soldering anything. I've never gotten a chance to really practice that or learn it with anybody yet. But, if you'd like to, I'll at least come up and take a look at it with you.
Of your own there, as I see still too about that. I plan on eventually getting that 8900 back going, but I compared the 8900 or Yaesu to this FT2400 Yaesu here. It's an 06 model. This is a 1993 model. When they talk about surface mount stuff, that 8900's definitely a surface mount thing. It's 2400H I'm using here. It's big as a brick, it is. But if it's got that kind of battery in it, where the wires that comes out of the battery itself, it won't be something easy to deal with. I don't know why in the world they couldn't do it like they done some of the earlier scanner receivers. They can have it where there's a little compartment like in it, where you could slide the battery in and out. That would be so much simple, but they didn't do it with all these amateur gear, not all of it, certainly not the realistic HTs of the late 90s, and I'm not sure about this and at this point yet. It doesn't say in the owner's manual whether it's got that kind of battery or not in it.
Well, here's another question for you. If you get the 8900 back, if W4FCM doesn't want that radio back, would you be willing to maybe sell it?
KI4LZR. Fred gave it to me. It wasn't in working order. But Mandel worked on it and got it back in working order, and another member of our group out here at Pickens used it until, for two or three years till he got a radio of his own. And I kept this one for a spare, and when I goofed up a diode in 8900, I put this back here in service at least temporarily until I could get that fixed. So that's all kinds of people have used this 2400 over the years, all kinds of people, including myself.
Alright.
Fred gave it to me because it wasn't in any kind of working condition, Mandel done wonders with it, though, with this 2400H here. It's a lot bigger than the 8900R, and it's not as much of a surface mount type situation. You look at these Jesu mobiles of back in the 90s and before, then look at these Jesus of today and around 06. No, I mean, these Jesu mobiles of today are thin, very, very, very thin things. This 2400H is about like size of two bricks put together, it is. But it was originally built in 1993.
Probably why it looks so good.
It's got a deficiency in it. I wish they had a diode, not a diode, but a capacitor type setup in this radio to maintain the memory in them as they do with the newer ones. Then it wouldn't have this memory battery issue, or if they had had it, well, it was just a compartment with a battery, because I've had of all kinds from years, decades past, that those batteries wasn't that difficult to change out compared to some of these amateur transceivers, but being what it is here, it still was within the range of when they had memory batteries in them. As far as you getting another radio goes yourself, too, I don't know what to tell you other than I wish I know I'd let you know when you couldn't make it, but you need to attend any of these ham fests, or sometimes, like I said, with this one here that I'm using, Fred just gave it to me because it wasn't in working order. Mandel's the one that brought it back to life, literally, this 2400H.
Well, Andy, I'm going to have to cut it short, unfortunately, and go put this idea on the charger, but I'd love to talk to you some more, and I should be available sometime tomorrow. Just be listening out, Sonny. I'll give you a shout when you miss the payment.
I'm pretty much stuck with Simplex and 16, and that's because from where I live, I can't get into 82 reliably, or Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell. I can't get into those from here because of Caesar's Head, so I'm pretty much stuck with just 16 until I can get this battery issue straightened out, even though I'd rather get the 8900 back, but that's a surface mount radio, and it's going to take some doing, so. KO4WWZ, KI4LCI.
Alright, Andrew, I'll say 73, and give me a shout tomorrow on the theater. I'll shoot it at some point. If not, I'll give you a shout. From what you said about that radio, I mean, yeah, it may be a big radio, it may have that battery problem, but the radio was built back in the 90s, I mean, they were built to last. So, the fact that Mandel was able to bring it back to life, that's very impressive. And to be very honest, that shows that those radios were built to be able to be fixed and unlike those radios that, well, they're just too complicated to fix and they don't last.
I like 8900 because it's more than just 2 meters, and from what he told me, even with the problem it's got, it's still worth $600, and that astounds me because I didn't pay but $425 for it when I bought it brand new in 06, and that about that 8900R, and I'm just surprised at that. KI4LZI.
A4PQA.
4LZI, you're too late for the net. It was over at 920.
You know, Andy, do you remember who called the net tonight?
4MC.
copy that, Andy. Let me see if I can get him if he's still on frequency. W4NGC from KA4PQA. Are you still on frequency? Affirmative, Mandy. WG4MC, KA4PQA. Matt, are you still on frequency? WG4MC from KA4PQA. You still on frequency, Matt? I guess not, Andy. I appreciate you allowing the contact. I'll let y'all pick it back up, KA4PQA.
This is KA4WWV, station that you've called, join us. We'd love to chat. Come on in.
I was only checking to see if the net was still in progress because I meant to check into it, but lost track of time. So anyway, I will talk to both of you. I will talk to both of y'all later on. And I'm gonna go ahead and clear with you for now. KA4PQA.
Be right back. I got to change my address. Sometimes I use HTs too. Other than this repeater here, that's pretty much what I'm doing right now myself. Other than with this repeater here, since there's no tone on the input of it. KI4LZI.